On a cavernous soundstage in Denmark, groups of people file in one by one. They are clearly different from one another. One group walks in with tattoos. Another, all female, is wearing medical uniforms in various colors. There is an all-white group, right alongside one that includes people visibly from multiple ethnicities. Each group stands apart, staring uncomfortably at one another for what seems like an eternity. Finally, a host comes in to explain what is about to happen. "I'm going to ask you some questions today," he says. "Some of them may be a bit personal, but I hope you will answer them honestly." The first question immediately reduces the tension. "Which one of you was the class clown?" A smattering of people from each cluster comes forward. They line up together on the far side of the room and stand in front of a screen posing for a group photo. The session continues with a range of other unexpected questions. "Who among you are step-parents? Who has been bullied? Who has been a bully? Who feels lonely?" After each question, people come together, embrace, pose for a photograph, and return to their group. The point of the exercise soon becomes clear to every participant. They are celebrating their similarities instead of their differences. This social experiment was conceived and filmed several years ago to promote Denmark's most watched family of channels, TV2. Titled All That We Share, the campaign ran on Danish television and was later released globally on YouTube. It quickly went viral, racking up nearly 300 million views. This focus on similarities is sadly missing in many conversations happening about diversity and inclusion across the world. It is a rarely spotlighted irony that so much of the dialogue about diversity ends up emphasizing what sets us apart instead. You can see this splintered approach in the structure of many live and virtual events aimed at exploring the theme of diversity. There are conferences dedicated to racial justice, reducing gender discrimination at work, advocating for LGBTQ+ legislation, eliminating ageism at work, creating more accessible digital content for people with disabilities, making corporate boards more inclusive, and much more. These conferences host important conversations, and they offer a safe space for people who have been excluded and marginalized to share their experiences freely and have their points of view heard and discussed. They play an essential role in our evolving conversation about diversity and equity. And yet, they are not enough. These often insular conversations about diversity don't reflect the reality of our intersecting identities. As the TV2 viral experiment so powerfully illustrates, none of us fits neatly into a single category. We exist through intersections, but our conversations about diversity regularly push us to pick one dimension of ourselves at the expense of others. These dimensions are the lenses that shape how we perceive our place in the world. Being Hispanic or female or gay or over 50 or disabled or any combination of identities helps us zoom in on a unique perspective of the world. But while zoom lenses are helpful for focusing on details, they are intentionally designed to ignore the full picture. If there is one shortcoming of the worldwide conversation about diversity and inclusion, it is this. Focusing on only one aspect of our identities prevents the opportunity to better understand ourselves and others outside that one label. Instead, there is a concept we will discuss frequently in this book, known as intersectionality. The term, first coined by American lawyer and civil rights advocate Kimberly Williams Crenshaw, refers to the idea that none of us can be defined by a single label, but only through a combination of social identities. Embracing the idea of intersectionality requires us to switch to a wide-angle lens. What if we had conferences, TV shows, or corporate recruiting programs dedicated to bringing people and perspectives together that might never otherwise share the same space? It is exciting to imagine the sorts of questions and topics that may arise.